Hi everyone, welcome back to Be Part, your podcast for improving English in professional healthcare settings. By the way, this is our last healthcare podcast. So in our next series, we will change to another topic, but we hope you have enjoyed this one. By the way, I am Johnny.
And I'm Aline. Today's episode is all about one of the most important skills of nurses, communicating with patients' family members.
Yeah, it may seem simple, but talking to families, well, that must be challenging. You need to be clear, professional, but also empathetic.
Mm-hmm. By the end of this episode, you'll learn key phrases, vocabulary, and grammar to explain a patient's condition, treatment, and next steps confidently in English.
That's right. So, well, let's do our fictional dialogue. We are two nurses meeting, of course, in the hospital cafeteria, discussing the situation that we are talking or that we had with a patient's family. So, let's start. Hi, Aline. Well, you won't believe what happened with the family in room 402 today.
Oh, what's the story?
Oh, they were so worried. The patient's father kept asking about very little change in her vitals. I had to explain everything clearly without making them panic.
I know that feeling. Last week, I had a similar situation. I said, your mother is stable and we're monitoring her closely. But they kept asking questions.
Exactly. I had to repeat key points and reassure them. We will update you immediately if anything changes.
It's tricky because you have to balance honesty and reassurance. You don't want to give false hope, but you also don't want them panicking.
Yes, and something you have to simplify medical terms. I explained what prognosis meant without using big jargon.
And don't forget to ask if they understand. Do you have any questions about the treatment plan? That helps them feel included.
Absolutely. And sometimes a little empathy goes along with the way, saying something like, I understand your concern. It's natural to worry.
I think these situations teach us more than anything else about communication and patience in nursing.
Totally. And the family left calmer than when they arrived, which is a goal.
Mission accomplished.
Very good. Yeah, it must be hard, huh? In that situation, just when you have to explain the situation of a family member, a beloved family member, no, it mustn't be something easy to do. So let us analyze a little bit the dialogue.
Yeah, there are key phrases and vocabulary you'll actually use when talking with patients' families. So let's go through a few of them. For example, we're going to see the term, then we will give an explanation, a short explanation of what it is, and an example sentence. For example, let's start with patient condition. That means the current health status. And an example would be the patient's condition is stable at the moment. Another one, the term stable, critical, or serious. That describes how the patient is. An example, the patient is stable but under close observation.
That's fine. We have another two, for example, prognosis, which is the expected outcome. A sentence could be the doctor will explain the prognosis after reviewing the tests. And then we have also the treatment plan, which we have also here on our slide, that is prescribed medical care. So, for example, a sentence like, we will follow the treatment plan carefully to ensure recovery.
Excellent. Another two very useful terms. Monitoring. That means observing vitals and progress. An example in a sentence would be, for example, we'll continue monitoring your mother overnight. Another term, follow up. That means post-care appointments. Example, a follow-up visit is scheduled for next Monday.
Very good. Then we have also patient history, which is the medical history. Sometimes you have to talk about that. So a sentence like, Well, can you provide details about the patient's medical history? Then another topic could be symptoms, which are the signs of illness. So a sentence, we need to know if any new symptoms appear.
Good. Another two. Medication or prescription. Drugs patient must take. Example, the doctor has prescribed his medication for pain relief. Another term, side effects. Possible unwanted effects. In a sentence, it would be like, some patients may experience mild dizziness.
Very good. Excellent. And we have just a few more, like, for example, allergic reactions, no? Which could be adverse reactions. Well, does the patient have any known allergies? That is a very good question. And asking also for emergency contact, the person to notify in urgent situations. So you might ask something like, please provide an emergency contact number.
Another term, consent. That's the permission for procedures. We need your consent before proceeding with this surgery. So very important, the consent. Or discharge instruction. The discharge instructions is the guidance when leaving hospital. Sentence, I'll explain the discharge instructions before you leave.
Very good. And how important the visiting hours, no?
Mm-hmm.
So times when family can visit. So something like, well, visiting hours are from 1 to 3 or 10 to 6, whatever. Then we have some key phrases on polite expressions that we can use, like, for example, updating the family. No? So we could say something like, your father is stable at the moment, no? Or the patient is responding well to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Can you mention another key
phrase? Yes, sorry. Of course, to update the family, one that would be very common is, the doctor will update you as soon as there are any changes.
Excellent. Then we have reassurance. No? How important is that? So your family member is in good hands. That's a reassuring sentence. I like this one. And what about explaining procedures or next steps? Aline?
Yes. Example, we will continue treatment and monitor progress carefully. Or please make sure the patient takes the prescribed medications on time.
Very good. And when we were talking, no, or playing the role of nurses, we said how important it is to clarify the information. No, sometimes or few things are difficult, no, just to understand if you are not a professional. So questions like, do you understand the instructions I have given, or I'll explain each step of the treatment plan, are loving expressions to share with the family members.
And as nurses, there are very often difficult situations that they have to handle. So sentences that might be helpful at that moment or in those moments is, it's normal to feel anxious and we're here to support you. Or we may need to adjust the treatment plan based on the patient's progress.
Fantastic. Let us move to grammar structures, because this is also important when we talk about expressing, no? So for example, we can use imperatives. No? Imperatives, for clarity, it's vital. No? So if you want to tell the person or the patient about giving an instruction, a clear, you have to use an imperative. So take this medication twice a day. What about modal verbs, Aline?
Yeah, modal verbs are invaluable when we want to help somebody receive instructions in a polite way. So should, must, may. Example, you should follow the discharge instructions. So it's polite, but it's still straightforward.
Very good. Then you have the conditional, no, to tell outcomes. So if symptoms worsen, call the nurse immediately. So for this, you need to use conditionals. And also important to use questions for clarity, right?
Exactly. Some very simple questions might make the difference. For example, do you understand the instructions? Can you tell me about any allergies? Those questions might really help the communication between patients and nurses.
Fantastic. So let us then continue and let us check Let us check what. Yeah, we have our
question,
right?
Yes.
All right, very good. So then, el paciente debería descansar durante las próximas horas. So we have this one. How would you say this in English, right?
Mm.
So this is an interesting one that we can use. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Please write your answers so that we see if you can translate that properly.
Very good. So and now let us see then just how we can invite our friends to keep learning a little bit with us, no? So if you like or you want to subscribe and or just hit the notification bell to improve your English in our website also, you can visit us in www.trainland.com. And there you can find excellent teachers and you can continue learning English or improve your English from basic English to professional English like this one. So visit our website, okay?
And if you're enjoying our BPod, please like, subscribe and hit the notification bell to improve your English in real healthcare settings.
That's right, very good. So let us then go to a realistic dialogue. We were using some vocabulary or expressions that we will just go back to some of the expressions, but I think this is important, no, Arlene? Just to check with our friends maybe a little bit what expressions we can use. So for example, vocabulary and expression that we can use with families. Please follow the care plan at home as instructed. No? That could be a good expression with a family when they are leaving. What about when handling anxious or difficult family members? What expressions can we use?
Very useful one. We have to believe what you're saying. So it's good to know well how to calm the members, family members. For example, I understand your concern. It's natural to worry. That can go a long way to help the family calm down.
Very good. Excellent. No? So when we update the family also, no, which is an important thing, you can say something like, the doctor will update you as soon as there are any changes. That's a good sentence, no? Or currently the patient is in a critical condition, but we are taking all precautions. No? It's also a calming and a polite expression to reassure the family that you are doing everything you can.
Mm. And talking about reassurance and empathy, the following sentences can be very useful. For example, please try not to panic. We are doing everything possible. Or you're asking very important questions and I'll answer them clearly.
That's true. How important this is, Aline, because when you go to the doctor, I don't know if you have been in this situation, no, but I think everybody who has been through a situation that needing a surgery or having an important treatment, just you need reassurance and empathy from the part of the doctors. Yeah.
Indeed.
Then explaining procedures or next steps. No? So, for example, we will continue treatment and monitor progress carefully. Or you need to follow the discharge instructions at home are expressions that can be used by nurses or doctors.
Now, very often, clarifying information is necessary, like we were mentioning during the dialogue. People need more information. They want to understand. So good sentences that we could use would be, do you understand the instructions I've given? Oh, let me clarify what the test results mean in simple terms.
Mm.
Or I'll explain each step of the treatment plan.
Very good. And sometimes there are difficult situations, no, that need to be held. So an expression like or a sentence like, I know this is stressful, let's go through everything slowly. Or also, it's normal to feel anxious, but we are here to support you. That's a very nice one.
I like it, yes. And then we need to check understanding. Because maybe for the nurse or for the doctor, it's very clear because it's their jargon, but we need to remember that family members don't know these vocabulary. So making sure they've understood what we are saying, like, can you repeat what I just explained to make sure it's clear? Do you feel comfortable with the instructions? Is there anything you'd like me to explain again? That's very useful.
Excellent. And how important it is to sound polite, no? I mean, just patients and family of patients come very, very nervous, anxious. So sentences like, well, could you stay in the waiting area while we perform the procedure, for example? Or please let us know immediately if the patient shows any symptoms, are polite requests that that are helpful. So, Aline, let us go to the sentence, no? We left to...
So what would be, el paciente debería descansar durante las próximas horas? I'm sure you got it. The answer is, the patient should rest for the next few hours.
Very good.
Another modal verb.
Very good, excellent. So it's Let's see that there is
clarity, politeness, and reassurance in just a short sentence.
Fantastic. So let us give you a little bit more homework. Leave us a comment if you have ever explained a patient's condition to a family member in English, okay? And if so, how did you do it? So we would love to read your comments, and that would be fantastic.
Yes, please. Well, today we've learned key phrases, vocabulary, and grammar to communicate with patients' families.
Very good. And the next episode, as I mentioned at the beginning, this is our last podcast related to services or hospitals and nurses and doctors. So we will just in our next podcast talk about customer service in English. So greeting, assisting, and selling in a store. That's also an interesting one.
Yeah, very practical. And please visit trainland.com for more resources, exercises, and courses to keep improving your professional English.
That's very true. Remember that in Trainland, well, you have teachers who love to teach, and we would love to meet you and help you to improve your English. And certainly there are good things that you can have in mind, no? That sometimes it's not so much that English is a difficult language. Maybe you have been trying to learn English for years, but sometimes the method we use in Trainland is a method that works. So try it. You can try 1 month and see if it works, and then continue with us, and you will meet fantastic teachers that will help you with your goal. So we wait you here, and see you next time. Keep practicing your phrases. Your patients and their families will notice the difference if you use the suggestions we gave you in this podcast. Aline, as always, it was a pleasure to do this podcast with you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.